this morning on WCHL. Teachers in North Carolina may get their first pay raise in 6 years.
Any increase for persons across the pay scale, but particularly those at the beginning of the pay scale, is very much needed and would be very much appreciated.
The first 11 arrested in Raleigh's Moral Monday protest were found guilty on Wednesday, and Orange County continues to show its backing of marriage equality as two of the county's three towns now have openly gay mayors.
It doesn't even matter that I'm gay. In fact, I had someone, when they heard I was running for mayor, said, Oh, good, we'll have another female mayor.
These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, you know, Carolina gave the pair of the ACC a pair of wins and a pair of upsets in the ACC Big Ten Challenge last night. The men knocked off the number one team in the country, and the number 18 women dominated number 15 Nebraska. And
what can you say about Carolina's schizophrenic season?
That's this morning at Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, 56 in Carborough. Areas of dense fog this morning. Please be careful. It's hard to see out there. Fog is going to remain thick. In fact, we have an advisory until 9 a.m. The UNC men's basketball team provided another national shocker last night, an inspired 79-65 victory over the top-ranked Michigan State Spartans on the Spartans' home court in the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Just 9 seconds to go. 79-65. Appling, front court. No good on the layup. And how about them Tar Heels? Carolina comes into East Lansing, Michigan, and knocks off the number one team in the country, 79-65.
And, of course, it's Jones Angel with the play-by-play. Carolina winning over Michigan State last night, and the Carolina women also winning at home. Big win over Nebraska by a score of 75-62. Details on both those games coming up in just a few minutes. North Carolina teachers have gone 6 years without a pay raise. That might change next year. Governor Pat McCrory said on Tuesday of this week that he wants to roll out a North Carolina public school teacher pay proposal early in 2014, but he didn't get into specifics. Mary Gunderson, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Coordinator of Teacher Recruitment and Support, said that without an attractive beginning salary to offer, it's been really difficult for the district to attract new and qualified teachers.
Any increase for persons across the pay scale, but particularly those at the beginning of the pay scale, is very much needed and would be very much appreciated.
North Carolina's teachers are among the lowest paid in the country. District leaders have said in the past that Chapel Hill Carborough City School System relies heavily on recruiting teachers from outside the state due to a shortage of teachers from right here in North Carolina. Now, the school district is forced to compete with other states around the country that offer higher salaries, and often they come up short because of that.
We absolutely need a competitive salary, particularly at the base of the pay scale, so that we can attract new people to the profession and be able to retain them as the years go by.
McCrory told reporters after Tuesday's Council of State meeting that the first step is making sure there's room in the budget for teachers' pay increases. Stagnant salaries is just one of the many issues that educators have said threaten the education system in North Carolina. State lawmakers eliminated salary bonuses for teachers with advanced degrees and also nixed teacher tenure, two other things that have made it difficult to recruit teachers. Two incumbents and one newcomer will be sworn into the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education tonight. Shell Brownstein and James Barrett are returning to the school board, while Andrew Davidson will take the empty seat left by Greg McElveen. All three will take the oath of office tonight, just before the board elects a new chair and vice chair. The school board will also be considering adopting a new technology plan, which focuses on providing all students access to computers, both at school and at home. Under the new plan, teachers will shift from print to digital resources in the classroom, and the district will move toward cloud-based computing applications. The school board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Lincoln Center on Merritt Mill Road. A Wake County judge found North Carolina NAACP President William Barber and 11 other Moral Monday protesters guilty of second-degree trespassing and violating building rules while rallying at the state legislature back in April. District Court Judge Joy Hamilton issued her ruling on Wednesday after a two-day-long trial during which defense lawyers had argued that the protesters' actions were protected by both the U.S. and state constitutions. The 12 defendants in court this week were among the first of more than 900 people who got arrested during the weekly Moral Monday peaceful protest against legislation passed by the Republican-controlled North Carolina General Assembly over the summer. Hamilton sentenced the defendants to pay a $100 fine and court costs. The defense gave immediate notice of appeal. A handful of protesters have been convicted and are appealing. A few others were acquitted. Charges against dozens of protesters have been dropped after they agreed to perform community service under a deal offered by Wake County prosecutors. Local governments here in Orange County have a legacy of making history with firsts for the LGBTQ community in North Carolina. Lydia Lavelle was sworn in as Scarborough's 23rd mayor on Tuesday night, becoming North Carolina's first openly lesbian mayor. She joins Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, who's openly gay. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with both those mayors to get their take on this historic night.
I'm really proud to be an elected official in Orange County, where, frankly, it doesn't even matter that I'm gay. And in fact, I had someone, when they heard I was running for mayor, said, oh, good, we'll have another female mayor. You know, they already wrote a lot, they were more interested in me being a female.
That's Lavelle. After taking the oath of office, Lavelle's partner, Alicia Stemper, presented her with a purple t-shirt that said, "I'm openly Scarborough" on the back. Scarborough was the first municipality in North Carolina to elect an openly gay mayor, Mike Nelson, in 1995. More than a decade later, Mark Kleinschmidt became Chapel Hill's first openly gay mayor in 2009 and is now serving his third term in office.
As a community, we evaluate folks who ask to be leaders on par with each other, you know, that there isn't a disqualifying element, at least not a kind that you're born with.
Orange County was the first county in North Carolina to elect an openly gay county commissioner. Concerning statewide legislation, elected officials in Orange County overwhelmingly opposed Amendment 1 in 2012, Lavelle explained, and the voters did as well. Of the 100 counties in North Carolina, Orange County was only one of 8 counties to vote against the law that defined marriage solely as a union between a man and a woman. Scarborough has also made strides as the first municipality in the state to grant domestic partner benefits to same-sex couples.
I think even more perhaps than our openly gay mayors is just the fact that we've always been known, you know, not just Scarborough, but Chapel Hill and Orange County in general, for being the first to maybe talk about some ideas that seem kind of far out or seem kind of, you know, like no one's heard of them. And then several years later, the rest of the state then starts to examine them.
Though much has been done for LGBTQ rights within Orange County, Kleinschmidt said there is still work to be done on legislation in North Carolina. He cited examples such as the North Carolina Supreme Court's ban of second parent adoption rights for same-sex couples and that an employee's sexuality can be grounds for firing in North Carolina. Both Lavelle and Kleinschmidt agreed that change begins at the grassroots level, and both said they will remain committed to that during their terms in office. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A proposed light rail that would connect UNC to Durham may interfere with some existing structures around Chapel Hill, including the UNC Finley Golf Course. The proposed light rail is a 17-mile stretch that would connect UNC hospitals through Duke and downtown Durham all the way to North Carolina Central University. Currently, the planned light rail will pass by Finley Golf Course near holes 3 and 17. Senior Associate Athletic Director at Carolina, Willie Scroggs, says they will use the original golf course design when making any changes.
Right now, we have met with them. We have also brought in our designer who designed the golf course, the Fazio Golf Design Company, and they have given the light rail project their opinion about what should happen.
The work needed for the golf course, if the light rail is built, will include moving the tee boxes for both hole number 3 and hole number 17, along with some other work. Scroggs says the university and the athletic department will not have to pay for these changes.
That would be a cost that would be borne by the project, not the athletic department or the university.
Currently, if the plan is approved by the Federal Transit Administration, they will conduct a 2-year environmental impact study. Scroggs says ground may not be broken in the light rail project for several years.
You know, I think that you probably won't see any kind of movement or ground being broken to this thing for years, possibly 5 to 8 years before something might happen.
Anticipation around the light rail will allow for the town to plan for what work will need to be done, but until the project is actually underway, We won't know how light rail will impact places like UNC's Findlay Golf Course. Scroggs says their goal is to continue finding ways to improve the golf course.
You know, our goal from the athletic department is we don't want to diminish the golf course that we have right now. If anything, we'd like to make it better.
For more information, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Longtime Chapel Hill resident and proprietor of the University Inn and Pines Restaurant right next to Findlay Golf Course, Charles Nottingham, died last Friday at the age of 94. Nottingham died at Carolina Meadows, where he resided. He was a lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy and served in World War II. Nottingham and his wife, Bea, who died back in 2002, enjoyed traveling during their retirement, including places that Charles had seen during the war. A celebration of Charles Nottingham's life will be held in the Carolina Meadows Auditorium next Monday morning at 11 o'clock. In lieu of flowers, the family asked that donations be made to the Employee Appreciation Fund at Carolina Meadows. Charles Nottingham, dead at the age of 94. It's 8:15 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. WCHL, this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by an outstanding executive chef, James Clark, and his very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Well, we have to start today's traffic report with a mention of the weather. The fog is really thick out there this morning in some spots, so please allow yourself a little extra time to get where you're going. Fog is very thick. We have had some reports of slow traffic on 15501, North Carolina 54, even on Franklin Street, things a little slow, and certainly on I-40, that would be the case. Wherever you are, the fog is thick, making it difficult to see very far in front of your car. So please allow yourself a little extra time. This fog ought to be lifted by about 9 o'clock this morning. We have an advisory in effect until then. But right now, please be careful and don't forget your headlights. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver Weather, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. What a concept. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. As I mentioned, a dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. Otherwise, the fog will continue for a while this morning. Cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. High today about 70 degrees. Actually, a pretty nice day after the fog clears away. Tonight, cloudy, near steady temperatures in the middle 60s. Wow, almost like summertime. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high in the middle 70s. So warm weather here for a couple of days. Then tomorrow night, it's going to turn cooler. Cloudy with rain likely, mainly after midnight, late at least. Overnight low around 45. Chance of rain, however, is 80%. Then an 80% chance of rain all day on Saturday with much cooler temperatures, highs in the upper 40s. Saturday night, still 8 chances out of 10 for the rain and colder temperatures with the lows down in the middle 30s on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, colder with rain, 80% chance of it. Temperatures will hold steady only in the middle 30s. They will still be in the middle 30s on Sunday night when we still have a 50-50 chance of rain. Even to start the week, it's going to warm up, but we'll still have about a half chance of rain, a high in the upper 50s on Monday, so that's not exactly a great forecast.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
A quick note this morning about something exciting happening in our community. The Arc of Orange County is having its 6th annual Festival of Trees Gala fundraiser this holiday season at University Mall. Multiple organizations have donated decorated trees and wreaths. These include public service organizations and businesses, along with other items to be auctioned off at the gala. The silent auction will take place on the 15th, where you can enjoy live music from Mick Mixon and the Franklin Street Band and food catered by Four Corners downtown. View the festival of trees before they're all sold, and they will be on sale through the 15th of December, and that, of course, is the date of the big event. Tickets to the silent auction gala are $25 and can be purchased at arcoforange.org. But today, again, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the gala, and you will have your opportunity to call in and win next hour right here on WCHL. So stay with us. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. brought to you this morning by Landscape Logic. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The Carolina men's basketball team provided another national shocker last night with an inspired 79-65 win over the top-ranked Michigan State Spartans on the Spartans' home court for the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Just 9 seconds to go. 79-65. Appling, front court. No good on the layup. And how about them Tar Heels? Carolina comes into East Lansing, Michigan, and knocks off the number one team in the country, 79-65.
Tar Heel team improved now to 5-2 on the season. Michigan State was undefeated coming into that game and ranked number one in the nation. It was clear from the very outset that the Carolina team that played against Louisville and knocked the Cardinals off had returned. The energy and intensity was amazing from the very beginning. Michigan State, on the other hand, seemed to lack the normal fight that a Tom Izzo coached team usually exudes. It was a furious tempo that favored Carolina. J.P. Tokoda, a real high flyer, scored a couple baskets. Marcus Page added another layup to stake Carolina out to a 10-4 lead with 15:15 left in the first half clock. With 11:56 to go in the first half, was Carolina claiming a surprising 18-6 lead on the Spartans. After the game was over, Carolina head coach Roy Williams looked back particularly on that first half and said his team was firing on all cylinders.
We were really good. Just tell you, that's exactly the way I felt. We were active. We were disciplined on the offensive end. We were active on the boards. We were aware of what was going on offense, much more so than we have been.
A happy Roy Williams. Good to see that. James Michael McAdoo emerged from his recent slumber to make a couple of baskets. Everything seemed to be clicking for the energetic and very focused Tar Heels, who were up now 28-17 with 7.5 minutes to go in the half. Crowd erupted. Spartans got some momentum and closed within five. And Kennedy Meeks quieted the crowd for a few moments with a score inside. Carolina went on a 5-minute scoring drought, however, to end the half that left the game tied at 32 as the teams trotted off to the locker room. UNC turned the ball over on four of its last five possessions in the first half. Michigan State shot 41% from the floor, Carolina 39%. Marcus Page, scoring leader for the Tar Heels in the season, was 1-for-6 going into the half. Second half opened up with both teams finding some good offense. Appling struck again with an extremely deep three-pointer to tie the game at 49 with 11:54 to go. After a timeout, UNC's Bryce Johnson made a nice move to lay the ball into the basket and break the tie. Tokoda got a feed from Marcus Page to keep the momentum on the side of Carolina.
Page with the rebound. Bounces it ahead to Tokoda. Watch out, baby. Big right-handed slam.
Kennedy Meeks also very big in last night's game. Page emerged to swish a three to put Carolina up 63-52 with less than 6 minutes to go. The clock became a factor. Meeks scored inside again and again. Carolina was on a 16-3 run since the game was tied at 49 early in the second half. Nate Britt connected on some crucial free throws down the stretch. Michigan State amped up the pressure on defense, but the Tar Heels continued to hit at the charity stripe. Tar Heels connected when it counted. With 2:40 left, UNC held a 71-61 lead in the Spartans. Harris responded with a three for Michigan State to get them within eight. But it wasn't enough time for the Spartans to claw their way back. UNC continued to make most of its free throws down the stretch, and Carolina ended up with an impressive 79-65 win. So, what can you say about that Carolina basketball team? Well, let's talk about the women who were in action earlier right here in Chapel Hill last night, part of a doubleheader on WCHL. Strong shooting early and a career night by UNC women's basketball player Zelina McDaniel helped the number 18 Tar Heels pass the number 15 Nebraska Cornhuskers in the ACC Big Ten Challenge last night. It was an impressive win, 75-62. Cornhuskers came out hot from behind the arc, shooting 4-5 in the first 4.5 minutes. Tar Heels were even forced to take an early timeout. However, Carolina came out of the break with 4-0 run to keep the deficit manageable. The Tar Heels came out of the under 12-minute timeout with another 4-0 run to bring the game within one at 21-20. UNC actually held the first lead of the game at 2-0, but took it over again at 24-23 in the middle of a 14-2 run and extended that lead to 12 before halftime, 40-30. is where they were in the dressing room. Now, McDaniel shot 7 of 7 from the floor in the first half for 17 points. Big start for her as a team. The Tar Heels shot 53% in the first half. Huskers also turned over the ball 13 times in the first half. Carolina held its double-digit lead for most of the second half. Tar Heels shooting fell off a little in the second, but the team still finished at 48%. McDaniel tied her career-high total with 25 points, shooting 11 of 15. She also tallied 8 rebounds. Alicia Gray also was in double figures with 14. With that win, Carolina now 7-2. UNC has 10 days off now to prepare for Charleston Southern, which comes to Chapel Hill on December 14th. And in other sports this morning, UNC volleyball team is about to embark on its NCAA tournament quest with a 27-4 regular season behind them. Tar Heels are aiming to make some noise nationally. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
The number 15 Tar Heel volleyball team, finishing with a 27-4 overall record, is poised to begin its 2013 NCAA tournament journey with aspirations of making a deep title push. This year marks head coach Joe Segula's 11th NCAA appearance in his 24 years at the helm of Carolina volleyball. But this year's squad may be his most promising since the 2002 team that made it all the way to the semifinals. Coach Segula says one of the keys to the success of the team is balance.
Well, I think what's really made us a good team this year is balance. Balance in terms of on the court and our success. And as I was mentioning earlier, that we don't rely on one player alone to carry us. We need a number of people to be good.
Coach Segula recently picked up his 700th win of his career. He says milestones like that one only come with exceptional players and great support from the university.
Coaches don't get milestones without all the support of people around them, from the administration here at Carolina to the players who get it done on the court. You have to have great players to win a lot of matches. And I've been very fortunate. We've recruited some great kids, and kids that really care about the program and want to succeed both academically and athletically.
Versatility and depth are a couple of Carolina's strengths this season. Coach Segula says the Tar Heels must continue to share the ball despite the lineup.
Number one, as I mentioned earlier, I think for us the key is that we continue to have a balanced attack offensively, that we can spread the ball around between amongst our outside hitters, our middle hitters, and our right side hitters, and that we can score effectively for any one of the three front row positions. That's one of the keys. So it's not even one player, but whomever's on the court, and we can go in numerous different lineups.
So what are the ultimate predictors of success in the NCAA tournament? Coach Segula says it will all come down to the serve and return.
We say at the beginning of the season, and then we say at the end, the team that wins the serving and passing game is a team that's going to be successful. Hitting is great and blocking is important, but you maintain the level of play by how tough you serve and how well you pass your opponent's serves.
The first test for the Tar Heels will come in the form of 17-12 California. Cal is certainly a familiar opponent for Carolina. It will be the fourth straight year the Tar Heels and Bears will meet in the NCAA tournament and the third straight opening round match for the two programs. You can read this story and follow all the latest on UNC volleyball on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Matt. Carolina senior soccer star Crystal Dunn has been selected as a semifinalist for the 2013 Missouri Athletic Club's Herman Trophy. Dunn took home last year's trophy in the heels of her incredible performance in guiding the Tar Heels to the national championship. The MAC Herman Trophy is the highest individual intercollegiate award presented annually. 15 semifinalists have been named for both the men's and women's divisions. NCAA Division I coaches may vote for their top choices. Voting closes on December 10th. Dunn is the first player in ACC history to have been named both ACC Offensive and Defensive Player of the Year. The winners of the Herman Trophy will be announced on January 10th. You can read more on this story and all of our stories, including a recap of last night's basketball wins, on our website, chapelboro.com. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What can you say about Carolina's schizophrenic season? This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. A great promotion for Saturday night's home game against UNC Greensboro might be to give out manic depression medication to anyone who wants and needs it. Play awful against Holy Cross, lose to Belmont, and beat third-ranked Louisville. Play so bad at UAB that you lose your national ranking, and then stun undefeated and top-ranked Michigan State on its court. You're kidding me. What can you say about a basketball team that has driven us crazy over the first month of the season and driven its teetotaling coach toward the first drink he's ever had in his dadgum life? Miss 26 free throws at home and lose by four? Lose to a team that shoots 30% from the field? Beat Louisville and Rick Pitino like a drum? Lose to UAB and one of your proteges? Go into the Breslin Center where Sparty hasn't lost to a non-conference game to an unranked opponent since Magic Johnson was in diapers? And beat Tom Izzo for the seventh straight time? Old Roy might not remember exactly what he did between Sunday and Wednesday night, except that he was mad as hell and made everyone's life miserable, especially his players. But whatever it was, Coach, keep it up and we'll just duck when we see you. However many more games you win, we're all dadgum proud and relieved that you have a team of competitors, because shutting up the Izzo in East Lansing is not for the meek or weak at heart. How about the poise of Nate Britt and Kennedy Meeks wiping that smile off his face to play like the man he's becoming? And J.P. Tokido given the minutes because P.J. and Leslie are still on the shelf. He tries to do everything and does most things pretty well, like climb the boards, get out on the break, and shoot the little runner when he gets inside. A couple of Tokido's baskets followed Bryce Johnson's two inside hoops that broke a tie game, and the Tar Heels never looked back. They also never looked behind either, which means they didn't play scared in what should have been a very scary situation. They even made enough free throws to salt away the 14-point win. So for this night at least, it wasn't a Marcus Page one-man team. It was a bunch of kids who took its medicine from an angry parent coach and came back to play one of the greatest games in Carolina history. Now comes more Spartans, 4-4 UNC Greensboro, coached by another ex-Tar Heel, Wes Miller. The way it's going, guess we'll just have to brace ourselves for another loss. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Hey, Art, it might not have been for the meek, but it was definitely for the meeks. And you know what Roy could say?
It's a big-time freaking team.
He could say that about his own team. 8:30 at WCHL.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your scape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Foggy this morning, dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. Slight chance of rain today. High today, about 70 degrees. So get ready for an actually pleasant day.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
Ghazi has been shot dead while out for a run today. Correspondent Mark Phillips has more details from London.
The school where this American worked was the International School in Benghazi, Libya, confirms to us that one of their staff members, an American teacher named Ronald Smith, 33 years old, was shot while he was out jogging.
No one claims responsibility for today's attack. U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others were killed at the U.S. consulate on September 11th of last year in Benghazi.
It's also a place where many of the local militias are competing for control in the central government, trying to establish some security in the area, and obviously still a very dangerous place for Americans.
Again, American Ronald Smith, 33 years old, a chemistry teacher at the International School in Benghazi, Libya, has been shot dead while jogging today. No claim of responsibility for this attack. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 56 degrees in Chapel Hill and foggy. Good morning, I'm Ron Sutz. North Carolina teachers have gone 6 years without a real pay raise, but that might change next year, according to the governor. Governor McCrory said on Tuesday he wants to roll out a North Carolina public school teacher pay proposal early next year, but didn't give any specifics. Mary Gunderson, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Coordinator of Teacher Recruitment and Support, said that without an attractive beginning salary to offer, it's been really difficult for the school district to attract new and qualified teachers, particularly those from out of state.
Any increase for persons across the pay scale, but particularly those at the beginning of the pay scale, is very much needed and would be very much appreciated.
North Carolina teachers are among the lowest paid in the country. District leaders have said in the past that the Chapel Hill-Carrboro City School System relies heavily on recruiting teachers from outside North Carolina due to a shortage of teachers from right here. The district is forced to compete with other states around the country that can offer higher salaries, and oftentimes that does not spell good news for us.
We absolutely need a competitive salary, particularly at the base of the pay scale, so that we can attract new people to the profession and be able to retain them as the years go by.
McCrory told reporters after Tuesday's Council of State meeting that the first step is making sure there's room in the budget for teachers' pay increases. You think? Stagnant salaries are just one of the many issues that educators have said threaten the education system in North Carolina. State lawmakers have already eliminated salary bonuses for teachers with advanced degrees and also nixed teacher tenure, a couple of other factors that make it difficult to recruit. Two incumbents and one newcomer will get sworn in to the Chapel Hill-Carrboro City Schools Board of Education tonight. Shel Bronstein and James Barrett are back. Andrew Davidson will take the seat left vacant by Greg McElveen when he decided not to run. All three will take the oath of office just before the board elects a new chair and vice chair. The school board will also consider adopting a new technology plan, focusing on providing all students access to computers, both at school and at home. Under the new plan, teachers will shift from print to digital resources in the classroom, and the district will move toward cloud-based computing apps. The school board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. A Wake County judge found North Carolina NAACP President William Barber and 11 other Moral Monday protesters guilty yesterday of second-degree trespassing and violating building rules while rallying at the state legislature back in April. District Court Judge Joy Hamilton issued her ruling yesterday after a two-day trial during which defense lawyers argued that the protesters' actions were protected by both the national and state constitutions. The 12 defendants in court this week were among the first of more than 900 people who got arrested during the weekly Moral Monday peaceful protest against legislation passed by the Republican-controlled North Carolina General Assembly over the summer. Hamilton sentenced the defendants to pay a $100 fine and court costs. That's for each one of the defendants. The defense gave immediate notice of appeal. A handful of protesters have been convicted and are appealing, and a few others have been acquitted. Charges against dozens of protesters were dropped after they agreed to perform community service under a deal offered by Wake County prosecutors. Local governments here in Orange County have a legacy of making history with first for the LGBTQ community in North Carolina, first in a lot of other areas as well. Lindy Lavelle was sworn in as Carrboro's 23rd mayor on Tuesday night, becoming North Carolina's first openly lesbian mayor. She joins Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, who is openly gay. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with the two mayors to get their take on the historic night.
I'm really proud to be an elected official in Orange County where, frankly, it doesn't even matter that I'm gay. And in fact, I had someone, when they heard I was running for mayor, said, oh, good, we'll have another female mayor. You know, they weren't even reality. They were more interested in me being a female.
That's Lavelle. After taking the oath of office, Lavelle's partner, Alicia Stemper, presented her with a purple T-shirt that said, "I'm openly Carrboro" on the back. Carrboro was the first municipality in North Carolina to elect an openly gay mayor, Mike Nelson, in 1995. More than a decade later, Mark Kleinschmidt became Chapel Hill's first openly gay mayor in 2009 and is now serving his third term in office.
As a community, we evaluate folks who ask to be leaders on par with each other. You know, that there isn't a disqualifying element, at least not a kind that you're born with.
Orange County was the first county in North Carolina to elect an openly gay county commissioner. Concerning statewide legislation, elected officials in Orange County overwhelmingly opposed Amendment 1 in 2012, Lavelle explained, and the voters did as well. Of the 100 counties in North Carolina, Orange County was only one of 8 counties to vote against the law that defined marriage solely as a union between a man and a woman. Carrboro has also made strides as the first municipality in the state to grant domestic partner benefits to same-sex couples.
I think even more perhaps than our openly gay mayors is just the fact that we've always been known, you know, not just Carrboro, but Chapel Hill and Orange County in general, for being the first to maybe talk about some ideas that seem kind of far out or seem kind of, you know, like no one's heard of them. And then several years later, the rest of the state then starts to examine them.
Though much has been done for LGBTQ rights within Orange County, Kleinschmidt said there is still work to be done on legislation in North Carolina. He cited examples such as the North Carolina Supreme Court's ban of second parent adoption rights for same-sex couples and that an employee's sexuality can be grounds for firing in North Carolina. Both Lavelle and Kleinschmidt agreed that change begins at the grassroots level, and both said they will remain committed to that during their terms in office. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
838 at WCHL, I'm Russ Stutz. Let's got to hear it one more time. The end of the basketball game last night between Carolina and Michigan State.
Just 9 seconds to go. 79-65. Appling, front court. No good on the layup. And how about them Tar Heels? Carolina comes into East Lansing, Michigan, and knocks off the number one team in the country, 79-65.
After that upset win last night, here's what Roy had to say.
We were really good. I just tell you, that's exactly the way I felt. We were active. We were disciplined on the offensive end. We were active on the boards. We were aware of what was going on offense, much more so than we have been.
A great way to cap off a doubleheader last night. Two wins for Carolina, heard right here on WCHL. The Carolina women winning in the early game against the number 15-ranked Nebraska Cornhuskers, also in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, 75-62. The story there at Carmichael Arena. And the Carolina men, winning last night in the Breslin Center, Michigan State's home court, 79-65. Gosh, go figure. It is 8:39 at WCHL. Coming up, we have a commentary on the way from Judge Ron Bogle, who talks about drinking on campus with some of Carolina's younger students. That is on the way.
Discover how art can influence social change at the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill. The Ackland's new exhibition, The Samat Collective, Art and Activism in India Since 1989, on view through January 5th, features work by artists addressing justice and equality in the world's largest democracy, India. After experiencing contemporary Indian art in the galleries, stop by the Ackland Museum Store's India Bazaar to purchase goods to take home. Admission is free. For more information, visit ackland.org.
Happy holidays. This is Cindy Goodman, Southern Village Realtor and resident. This time of year, there's much to enjoy in Southern Village, from the latest movies at the Lumina to sipping hot cocoa at the La Vita Dolce Cafe. Dinner at Pazzo, Town Hall Grill, or Merlion make for a welcome shopping break. If you're considering buying or selling in Southern Village, let me work for you in the neighborhood I know and love. This is Cindy Goodman, Senior Broker with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Framers Marketing Gallery has you covered this holiday season, offering all kinds of special gift ideas, such as custom frames for your favorite photos, sports or military memorabilia, and stamp collections. Framers Marketing Gallery also has a unique selection of original display artwork. Located in Rams Plaza on the corner of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill, come see us and ask about our gift cards and our photo restoration services. Framers Marketing Gallery, helping you preserve memories this holiday season.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, located here in Chapel Hill. Been in business since 1986.
Cederberg Kitchens and Additions, they're very good at the job they do.
We're a full-service design remodeling company, Ron, and we specialize in turnkey process where our customers usually are looking for sort of a one-stop solution. And we can help them with the design process, resourcing of materials, and helping them with actually making decisions about what's going to work best for their personal situation, and then the actual production of that work with our own staff, you know, trying to essentially minimize the number of opportunities for, you know, miscommunication or loss of information because you're handing it off to a third party or another party. And so we are ultimately responsible from the beginning of the process to the end of the process.
Remember the name, Bill Cederberg.
People are interested in learning more about us. You can go to our website at cederbergkitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products, et cetera, et cetera.
Cederberg Kitchens and Additions.
We are located at 630 Weaver Dairy Road in
in the middle of the Cedar Village Shopping Center here. And you can find us in the phone book at 919-967-1171.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
56 degrees in Chapel Hill, still foggy this morning. The fog ought to clear away pretty soon, if it hasn't already, where you are. It's 8:43 at WCHL. The Arc of Orange County is having its 6th annual Festival of Trees Gala fundraiser this holiday season at University Mall. Multiple organizations around our community have donated decorated trees and wreaths, along with other items to be auctioned at the gala. The silent auction will take place on the 15th, where you can enjoy live music from Mick Mixon and the Franklin Street Band, and food catered by Four Corners. View the Festival of Trees before they get sold. They will be there through the 15th of December. Tickets to the silent auction gala are $25 and can be purchased at arcoforange.org. But today, this morning, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the gala. If you are caller number 7 right now at 919-929-WCHL, caller number 7, you can win a couple of tickets to the big Festival of Trees Gala fundraiser, and it's a lot of fun, I can tell you that. Caller number 7 right now, 919-929-WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ron Bogle. Our colleges and universities are the training ground for the future. But recent arrests, supposedly our best and brightest young people, are a sad reminder that even the work of great universities, with alcohol overriding intellect and character, cannot prevent the destructive effects of the drug of choice of young America. Extreme examples of personal misconduct, to be sure. But across the nation, lives are being lost or destroyed on campuses daily in less dramatic ways by alcohol abuse. The report of the National Commission on Substance Abuse at Colleges and Universities concludes that drinking to get drunk is the biggest substance abuse problem on the nation's campuses. Sadly, many arriving college freshmen are well-seasoned drinkers long before they reach the college campus. It's estimated that over 3 million teens are alcoholics, and several million more have drinking problems they can't manage on their own. It's ironic we raise our children and send them off to be educated, preparing them for the future, only to have their futures lost or corrupted by alcohol. We owe it to young people to break the destructive cycle of underage drinking before more promising lives are lost. Contrary to Madison Avenue advertising, life is not about drinking alcohol or getting drunk, and it's time we demonstrate this in word and deed that teens will understand. This is Ron Bogle.
Is there a local you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
I'm God in my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Hey, I want to congratulate Claude Neville for calling in and winning those tickets to the Festival of Trees Gala fundraiser this holiday season at University Mall. Why is it I hear beach music in the background when I talk to Claude Neville on the phone? He's even got a road named after him. Claude Neville, congratulations, buddy. You got those tickets, and you're going to have a lot of fun because that is really a fun time. It's all to raise money for the Arc of Orange County. And listen, you can get your tickets, you can buy them if you haven't been lucky enough to win them from WCHL. You can get tickets to the Side of Auction Gala, $25 a piece. They can be purchased at arcoforange.org. Congratulations again, Claude Neville. Thanks for listening, buddy. Traffic and weather together now. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Well, it's been kind of slow all around this morning because of the fog. Fog kind of thick, making it difficult to see very far in front of your car. That is clearing up to a degree. It's not all gone, but we have a dense fog advisory, which remains in effect until 9 a.m., so it will get better. Later on in the day, we'll have cloudy skies, however, with a 20% chance of rain. High temperature this afternoon, about 70, and, well, I got off on the weather here all of a sudden, but the fog is the main part of the traffic report. And now, following up on that weather forecast, actually a nice day after the fog clears away. Tonight, we're looking at cooler temperatures. I beg your pardon. Warm temperatures, lows tonight, middle 60s, holding steady there. And then tomorrow, we'll have cloudy skies with the highs in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, cooler, with the lows dipping down into the middle 40s, with an 80% chance of rain. Probably late, probably after you go to bed tomorrow night, probably after midnight. And then on Saturday, wouldn't you know it, cooler, rain likely, 80% chance all day, high about 48. Saturday night, cold and rainy, with a low in the middle 30s. On Sunday, rain, cold, highs in the mid-30s, that's it. And also 50-50 chance of rain on Sunday night and Monday. It will warm up, though, at the beginning of the week, with a high on Monday in the upper 50s. Of course, the way our crazy weather goes, you know, that could all change between now and the time we get there. It's not going to be cold today, though. Really nice and warm and downright spring-like today.
This weekend at Diamonds Direct, an incredible three-day earring-only event. All earrings in the store on sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Special prices on every pair of earrings. Classic diamond stud earrings. Stunning diamond hoop earrings. Sterling silver earrings. Pearl earrings. Earrings with diamonds and pearls. Or diamonds and sapphires. Emeralds and rubies. This is the perfect holiday gift for women. You can't go wrong with a nice pair of earrings. And you can't beat these prices. Our selection of earrings has never been greater. Literally thousands of pairs of gorgeous earrings on sale. Fabulous designer earrings straight from the fashion runway. Teardrop earrings. Cluster earrings. Chandelier earrings. Halo, martini, and dangling earrings. Earrings with precious and semi-precious stones. All colors. It's amazing. And they're all on sale. This weekend only. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plus, during this event, we have same-as-cash financing for 15 months on any pair of earrings. Free gift wrapping, too. The three-day holiday earring event. This weekend only at Diamonds Direct on Glenwood beside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Mama Div's Kitchen, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1976, is a one-of-a-kind family restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Mama Div's Southern-style menu features your choice of 18 fresh vegetables, homemade breads and desserts, and entrees to die for, including Mama Div's famous fried chicken, voted best in America by Food & Wine Online. And this fall, you can order picnic baskets for tailgating. For yours, call Mama Div's at 942-5837 or go to MamaDiv's.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
Coming up in just a few minutes, you're going to meet today's WCHL hometown hero, a very special educator, Linda McDonough. And my thanks to my buddy Jim Harrison for nominating her. What a great suggestion. She does great work. We'll tell you all about it in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Also, a special shout-out this morning to Rand Northam back in the newsroom, who's feeling terrible and looks even worse. Just come down with one of those winter colds and all that goes along with it. And he's been a real trooper today. He's come into work. He hasn't been on the air, so you haven't heard him, but he's been doing all this work behind the scenes to make sure everything goes smoothly. Thank you so much, Ran. Like the trooper you are amazing. We want you to get some rest and get better. Coming up next on WCHL, also your opportunity to tell us the word. That's on the way next.
7.5 million Americans live with the visible signs of psoriasis every day. However, there's finally an answer. X-Track Laser Therapy at Central Dermatology Center. With an average of 8 to 10 safe and pain-free treatments, patients have experienced meaningful clearance. It is FDA approved and it is accepted by all major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. So if you want to live clear and live free, X-Track Therapy is now available at Central Dermatology Center just off East 54 in Chapel Hill. Find out more at centralderm.net.
Personalized calendars make great holiday gifts. A calendar of your pets, of your favorite vacations, of your childhood. There is simply no greater gift than being able to share special moments and memories through pictures year-round.
At the UPS Store, we are known for logistics, but we also have quality print finishing services. So to make your own personalized calendar, all you have to do is drop off or send us your pictures, and we'll do the rest. And now through November 22nd, get 25% off personalized color calendars at the UPS Stores at Chapel Hill North, Fordham Boulevard, and Meadowmont.
Remember the last time you had the flu? Headache, body ache, chills, fever, stuffy nose? Remember how awful you felt? The best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine. UNC Family Medicine is here to help protect you and your family from the flu. After all, who wants to feel sick? Call us at 919-966-0210 or visit us at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hi, this is Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram & Company, adventure outfitters located in historic Carmel. We are making a list and checking it twice. We have the perfect gift for everyone nice. Make your sister's holiday with a pair of Fry boots. Outfit your brother with a Prana jacket. Keep Grandma cozy in a Patagonia Better sweater and Grandpa warm in a wool-rich flannel. Delight your mother in a merino wool wrap from Icebreaker. And for Papa, a brand new bag from Osprey. Give the gift of adventure this holiday season at Townsend Bertram & Company.
Papa's got a brand new bag!
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Thank you so much. One of the funniest words we've had in a long time this morning from Wayne Pond. What is the word of the day? You tell me. Call me right now, 919-292-WCHL. If you're the first to get in here with a word, the correct spelling, and the definition, I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And it's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Linda McDonough is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's the executive director of Just Right Academy.
Just Right Academy started because I have a child with mental illness, and I was unable to find a school for her. She went to Wright School in Durham, which is part of the North Carolina mental health system, and was very successful there, but then there was nothing in place for her when she came out. And that's true for a lot of kids. So a friend and I just thought we're going to do this, and we did. And there's been quite a demand from parents. We draw from 7 counties.
Now, why is Just Right Academy just right?
Because these kids, every place else they've been, they have been all wrong.
Wow, what a great answer.
We have an individualized program for kids that tries to reduce stress. We have about 10 teachers for 30 kids. We don't group by grade, but we work with them on their ability level. We incorporate a lot of movement, a lot of things to reduce stress, and we do direct teaching of social skills.
And Just Right Academy has a very special fundraising event coming up on Saturday from 1 to 4.
We have a silent auction and table raffle coming up. It is free admission, and we'll have all sorts of things that people all over the world have donated. It will be from 1 to 4 on Saturday, and we hope everybody will come.
Tell me where this money is going to go and what it's going to do.
Because of our student-teacher ratio, we tend to be in the expenses side, and we want to make it possible for children who are lower income to come here. And so it will go directly to help students with tuition assistance. About a third of our students receive some sort of tuition assistance, and we'd like to widen that if possible.
Linda McDonough has quite a background in teaching. In fact, her teaching career began 36 years ago.
I have been teaching since 1977. I was a Title I reading teacher in the western part of the state. I taught public school and private school, and I started the Augustine Project, which is an outreach of Holy Family Episcopal Church. And they provide 70 hours of reading instruction for tutors who volunteer to tutor low-income children with reading problems. Reading is my strongest part of my background.
Just Right Academy is at 3717 Murphy School Road in Durham, at Old North Carolina 10 to south of Hillsboro, near Chapel Hill, in the historic Murphy School Shared Visions Retreat Center. If you'd like to find out more, go to justrightacademy.org.
Thank you, Linda McDonough. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It's 8:57 at WCHL. Carla Shuford called in with a word of the day on WCHL from Wayne Pond. Really quite amusing. Lamia, L-A-M-I-A. I've never heard this before. A mythical monster with the body of a woman that preys on human beings. Lamia. Carla Shuford gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. We'll have another word for you tomorrow morning. Maybe tomorrow's word can be the mythical monster with the body of a man that preys on human beings, so we won't be called sexist. All right? That's our word of the day on WCHL. Good morning.
At Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, we care about you.
Hi, this is Lida Coleman.
This is David Huntoon.
And this is Mark Brown.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown has been right here in Chapel Hill since 1975.
Our CPAs and advisors are ready to help you answer all of life's financial questions.
From tax planning to estate planning.
From starting a business to selling a business.
From saving for college to saving for retirement.
The world is changing. Let us help you find your way.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
If you want a family doctor that focuses on your overall health, not just your symptoms, consider Carbro Family Medicine for your health care needs. Hi, this is Ashley Bowman. It is very true when we say there's no place like home. At Carbro Family Medicine, you are a neighbor, not a number. Nothing is more important than your health, and Carbro Family Medicine's mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness to your entire family. Please visit our website at carbrofamilymedicine.net.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop. Right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. I'm getting hungry just talking about it. All right, 56 degrees in Chapel Hill. Still a little foggy in some spots. Otherwise, a cloudy day, 20% chance of rain. High today, 70. Tonight, cloudy, near steady temperatures in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 75. Going to turn cooler starting tomorrow night.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
9 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It should be welcome news for job seekers. The number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell by 23,000 last week to a nearly six-year low of 298,000. To economist Mark Zandi, it's reason for hope.
Clearly, the job market is steadily improving. A broad set of data on the job market are all looking better. Feels like businesses are picking up their hiring.
A